From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we are going to be looking at a very, very significant subject of the Word of God. And it has to do with missions. And the specific focus that we are going to be making is the fact that the heart of missions is the gospel of Jesus Christ. You might want to write that down. The heart of missions is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I say that simply because of the fact that we are living in a day and age when the idea of missions has become, in many ways, expanded to the point that the biblical aspect of missions is something that sometimes is often avoided. And so when we're talking about missions, it's important for us to understand what the heart of missions really is. As a matter of fact, I might go on to say that missions is a subject that should be known and understood by every church and by every child of God. I want to repeat that again. I don't want you to miss that. That missions is a subject that should be known and understood by every church and every child of God. And maybe I just need to add a word of qualification there and say that biblical missions is a subject that should be known and understood by every church and every child of God. And yet, in the day and age in which we live, there are many churches, many Christians, who do not know a lot about missions. They don't understand missions, and what's worse, they are not even concerned about missions. Think of that. Christians who are to be involved with the Great Commission and spreading the gospel around the world. Churches that are involved or to be involved in spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world sometimes will put missions on the back burner, as it were. You say, Pastor Gary, how do you know that? Is there any evidence that there are a lot of Christians and a lot of churches that do not understand missions, nor are they concerned about missions? Well, yes, there is a lot of evidence. For instance, there's the lack of emphasis on missions by many local churches today. I could take you to local churches here in the United States of America that claim to be Bible-believing churches, but missions is not first and foremost in their ministry. It is something that's sort of tacked on to the end of what they do. It's not a big part of their budget. It's not a big part of their activities. It's just something that's sort of tacked on to the end of what they do. As a matter of fact, I remember a number of years ago talking to a pastor of a particular church. We were talking about missions, and he said, "I am up to here with missions." And when he said "here," he sort of pointed to his throat, as it were. In other words, he was saying, "I'm basically fed up with missions." And that's a sad position for a pastor of a so-called fundamental church to be in. And yet I think that if the truth were to be told, we would find that there are many, many pastors in that situation today, and they're leading their churches down that pathway, to the point that missions is something that's being avoided rather than promoted. Then I think this idea that there is a lack of understanding about missions and that many people are not concerned about missions is evidenced in the lack of interest in missions by many Christians. There are many Christians today sitting in our Bible-believing fundamental churches that have never even considered going to a mission field. Now, I'm not talking about long-term missions. I'm talking about going on a short-term missions trip. And I would venture to say right now that I'm speaking to many of you who know the Lord, you're saved, you know it, but you've never been on a short-term missions trip, nor have you even considered going on a short-term missions trip. And we need to ask the question, why? And really, when it comes down to it, the answer is because you're not as interested in missions as you should be. You know, it is my prayer that everybody in the congregation of the church that I pastor, which is the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, will at some point in time make a trip to the mission field, whether it's very short or very long. I'm happy to say that as I'm putting these broadcasts together, right now we've got two of our men out on missions trips. We have one fellow who is over in Asia, and another fellow who is down in South America, and I'm thrilled over that. But I would love to see us come to the point in the church that I pastor where everyone in our congregation has been to the mission field in some way, shape, or form to just see what goes on out there. Because I believe, beloved, that until you have visited the mission field, you have no real understanding of what's going on out there, and yet there's the lack of interest in missions by many Christians. And then I think that there's a third reason that I am putting forth as an evidence as to why many Christians and local churches are not interested in missions, and that's simply because of the lack of response to missions by many Christians. Not only is it true that many Christians would never consider going on a short-term or even a longer-term missions trip, but when it comes to praying for missionaries and missions, when it comes to giving to missionaries and missions, many, many Christians are not even involved. There are many Christians that will go throughout the course of the week, perhaps, and never pray once for a missionary. Think of that. There are many Christians today who would go throughout the course of a month and not give one nickel to missions or a missionary serving the Lord. And that is a proof to me that there are many Christians today who are not concerned about missions. What has happened? Why is it that local churches and Christians have gotten away from being mission-minded? What has happened? Well, I think that we could give any number of answers to that question, but I will tell you this, without a doubt, the very fact that God's people and God's churches are not involved in missions the way that they should be involved must break God's heart, must break the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I say that based upon what it says in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, where it says, and Jesus is speaking here, and he says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Think about that. The Son of Man, Jesus Christ, came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. And how does he do that today? I mean, we know that he came into the world, and of course, while he was here, he spoke concerning the gospel. We know that while he was in the world, he went to the cross and suffered and bled and died and then, of course, rose again from the grave. We understand that. We know that he came into the world to reveal God to mankind and to present, as it were, the way of salvation to the world. We know that. But how does he do it today? He does it through you and through me, who are born-again believers, and through local churches. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And our responsibility, I might say our privilege, as ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ through the local church, need to be involved in seeking those who are lost and bringing them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by sharing the gospel with them. And so you see, when there is a lack of emphasis on missions in the local church, when there's the lack of interest in missions by Christians, when there is the lack of response to missions by Christians, I believe that God's heart is actually broken. Beloved, the reason why missions should be loved and practiced by every local church and every child of God is because missions is all about the gospel of Jesus Christ reaching into the lives of lost sinners. I want to repeat that again, and that may be something that you might want to consider writing down in your Bible or in your notebook. But I want you to think about it, that the reason why missions should be loved and practiced by every local church and every child of God is because missions is all about the gospel of Jesus Christ reaching into the lives of lost sinners. And so this week, throughout the course of our study, we are going to examine one verse of Scripture that should motivate each and every one of us to advance regularly in our knowledge and practice of missions, and that one verse of Scripture is Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, where the Apostle Paul is speaking, and he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ." He wanted to preach the gospel around the world. When you look at the previous verse of Romans chapter 1, Paul said this. He said, "So as much as is in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also." He loved the gospel. He loved preaching the gospel. He was committed to preaching the gospel because he was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that lays the foundation for what we're going to be talking about throughout the course of this week under the title, "The Heart of Missions is the Gospel of Jesus Christ." And so I want to encourage you to be there by the radio throughout the course of this week as we continue our study. In fact, I would encourage you to be praying and asking God to work in your life as it relates to the involvement in missions. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.